The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Welcome once again to a slightly more dramatically introduced version of Idiots Discuss the Universe.
Only slightly more?
Only slightly. This is another episode of Hit
or Shit.
Yes, the show where we decide what's good.
We
do. Because we gathered here, which includes Craig the Mighty, Daniel the Brave and Bold, and yourself, yours truly, Thanatos, the bringer of all pain. And I'm here to listen to a new song with you today, and it's going to be a glorious one. We're listening to,
and we're going to judge the shit out of it.
We're going to judge the
shit out of it. Can't wait to fucking shit all over it.
It's going to be so fun. That's really the only reason we do these.
Who's it going to be?
Oh, so it's a rap group from Flatbush, New York.
All right.
Called the Flatbush Zombies.
And what do we know about these guys?
I like them. They're kind of more old school hip hop rather than like the trap, the modern trap stuff.
Where are they coming from?
They're from Flatbush, Brooklyn. I think it's a neighborhood in Brooklyn.
Okay.
It's Flatbush. They're called the Flatbush Zombies. And yeah, they're known for taking a lot of hallucinogens and acid, and that kind of influences their whole thing.
Okay.
Hence the name of the song, which is New World Order.
New World Order.
Yes. We all know about the New World Order.
The New World Order.
Or we think we do.
Yes. Well,
we all know what they want us to think.
From what I know, it's a great store. You can get great clothes at a great price, and you can, I don't know.
What? There's a store called New World Order?
No. Oh. I was picturing like a new, like a Meijer and Frank, but it's just called like New World Order, like a big box store, like a Sears, you know?
See, because I love stuff. If I go buy t-shirts that said New World Order on the front of it, you know?
That would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah.
To freak people out. Like my NASA shirt, I have a NASA shirt and I get enough fucking comments about that.
Oh,
like,
you can't
that's
go,
cool. Actually, I would comment on that.
it's a great one. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, NASA's not real.
We never went to the moon, you know?
Yeah. You know, that's a hoax.
Like, step a little closer and tell me that again, buddy. You know, that's how.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Talk to the shirt.
Talk to the shirt, man. Because the face ain't home.
Yeah. I pay fucking $12 for this. You're ruining my $12.
Okay, so New World Order from Flatbush Zombies. They're pretty awesome. They're trippy. I'm excited to listen to this.
Me too, now.
All the homies saying brain dead. Amen, smoke weed, top six. All these rappers be on pain meds. So why should I give a fuck? How the heard you don't even gang bang. But you twisting up the fingers in the flicks. Knows you gotta have a good aim. When you shoot from the new world order, baby, please work smarter instead of harder. That new world order, the world is mine. So
you got the joint in your mouth,
Craig. I need you to hand me the lighter stat. I need it because I need to smoke weed to that shit.
I'm having a moment of clarity.
Oh my god,
dude. Yeah, that was. I honestly got lost in like, I was just like. It was like that thing where like you're still listening, but you're kind of thinking about some other shit. You know, you're like,
yeah,
oh, like, oh, this person or like this stuff or like what? Like it's
totally.
It's making you vibe to like your own life in like a weird way.
Yeah,
and then the song's over and you're like, oh, snap out of it. That like what
word? Honestly, rap does have that effect on me sometimes because the beat always repeating. Once it goes, it goes. Yeah. You know, it kind of is like hypnotizing.
Yeah, that's super true.
I have to kind of force myself to try to listen to the words, you know, and like what they're. I don't have to, but like when now I like try to do that. Like, I don't know.
So what did you guys think of it? I mean,
I fucking liked it. I didn't have a lot more. I was gonna figure out some stuff to say if I was left open, but I want to hear what you think.
I liked the first rappers who I don't know their names in this group, but
yeah, the first one, I think his name is Zombie Juice. He's like, I don't know.
So you're kind of
into these guys then. That's weird.
He was like,
I know these guys.
He was like different, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like weird.
Definitely.
But weird. I liked it. And then the next guy, I don't know his name, but he was like a little more in the realm of the rappers that I usually like. Kind of a heavier diction flow, I'm so sick at that shit.
Do you rap?
Yeah, I do, you know, side gig, you know. But I liked that, and then like all the background stuff that was like super heady production stuff, like that, it's kind of different than like just beat, you know, it's not like a Dilla beat or whatever, you know, it's like there's like weird production, like, or like really reverbed out shit. And like, even you asked like what the, what they're saying at the beginning, it makes you like put an ear closer to the speaker or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's, I thought the production, in a sense, like I haven't heard anything, like it's a little bit different, but it reminded me almost of like DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, like back to there when like those very first that had like that super smooth 80s production on it, but they were trying, it was like if you listen to like that first album, like Parents, What the Parents Don't Understand on there, there's like a Freddie song about like Freddie coming, you know, from the Nightmare on My Street or whatever. If you listen to that, like it kind of reminded me, harkens back to almost like that style of production that I haven't heard like in hip hop for a really long time.
Yeah, like a darker.
It's almost this comic book darker thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I particularly care for or not. You know, I mean, but like it is like, it's really kind of an interesting throwback.
Yeah.
And even that style of like that one rapper going after another thing, like back to the early 90s. So, you know, kind of like the Wu-Tang. Totally.
I like that.
Wu-Tang, yeah. Beastie Boys. Like that was always the formula for all of those songs, you know? And I think that the rappers varied widely as far as like style and quality throughout this thing.
Yeah. From
like 1 in 3. I don't know who the third guy was, but I liked him part of it.
That's Eric the Architect.
Yeah. And he makes the first guy too. I thought the first guy was really interesting.
He must have been good. That was about the time where I was like, oh, yeah, my life.
Yeah.
That guy kind of like would need to listen back to soak in that part more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that it's a hit though. I mean, it feels like it's not like a single.
I get
you know
it.
What I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like it's not a single or a hit. I don't feel like it's going to be a huge song for them. I like it and I'm going to give it a hit. But like, because I want to hear more of these guys, I don't feel like that's a single.
I don't know. I think it's for their other stuff. I think it's
comparatively
good. Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of like, especially that like first chorus, like Death Grips, you know, but a more subdued, like less like I'm fucking angry at you and shit, but like
a little more straightforward.
A little more, yeah. But like there was like an essence of like aggression, kind of.
Yeah. Definitely,
like at the beginning, which I guess makes sense, but
I don't know, it's definitely got more of that than their normal songs, but
more aggression.
I don't know, it's kind of like the what you said, like it's a little comic booky as far as like this is,
do you feel like the tone of this is more scary and aggressive than their normal stuff? They're more like
smoke some weed, like, or like, you know, herb, like lay back. they're a little more chill on a lot of their other stuff,
like Q-Tip and that sort of style of like New York crapper.
This is decidedly more dark, which is why I'm like, oh, this is cool, because it's like a newer sort of direction for them, you know.
Okay, that's cool.
You're saying like it's not a single, but like I kind of fuck with bands releasing tunes that aren't the single tunes as singles, like being like, hey, fuck you, you know, like I mean, I don't really care if this is like the, you know, the 3 minute jammer or
if it's
whatever,
still a solid song, you know.
If it's sick and like maybe it's interesting, but it's definitely different, and that's what stokes me on that shit.
It doesn't have a single quality, like I don't think this would ever get played on top 40 radio or anything like that,
right? That's I mean I don't even think that it's got like that, like maybe like in that dance like club sort of thing as much as probably something else would, you know what I'm saying? I feel like there's just way it's an interesting
I couldn't really see it there.
It's almost like a song experiment in a way, you know. It's almost like that, it's kind of a throwback weird experiment song for a if what you say about the rest of the band is true, it's kind of like one that they're like interested in doing just the way that they're going to do it, because it does sound like, you know, that totally like super early 90s late 80s sort of format and style and everything. It's almost like a Far Side or one of those bands too. If the lyrics were just a little bit lighter or funny, like it would be perfectly in that, like that they just went dark on the lyrics. But if they would have like comical on the lyrics, like that would be, that could be a song that would be like, you know, top 40 number one, you know, that sort of deal, you know, if they would have totally went back to that back
they just
in the
need
day.
A catchy sung chorus.
It's quite interesting operation. It's kind of like hearing that old music, because that was the tame side of rap, because at that same time on the other side of everything, like the gangster rap, you know, because like in 87, like NWA came out with their stuff. And so that was the fight, you know, between like the clean, like we're going to make rap like finally mainstream. And then these other people are trying to drag it back down underground again. That was the big fear with NWA, you're ruining it for everybody else, you know.
Well, there's also like rap coming from Miami or...
Two Live Crew too.
That's who
I want to do a whole episode on Two
Thank
Live
you.
Crew.
I was about to be like, I don't fucking remember this, but they.
Oh no, they were huge. Two Live Crew is huge.
But see that was
Luke Skywalker and all those
like
guys.
Not,
like that's huge.
It's not like gangster rap necessarily,
it's
humor
rap,
but it's still like, hey, they like went to court and made. They were about to ruin it for everybody, right? Because they were taking them to court because they were talking about like
if they hadn't won
seriously
that,
racist
if they
shit.
Hadn't won that
but
court
like,
case,
funny.
They said that they could censor rap albums because they were talking about sex so explicitly in their albums, and they took them to court and they won. If they had not won that court,
we wouldn't be listening to this
it.
Tune.
They
man.
Appealed
we
it like three or four times, and it was pretty much whether they could curse or not on rap albums was the thing.
Dude, and they won,
right?
Yeah, so
and they won, so it changed it forever.
You're welcome,
I mean,
music community.
Thank
you,
know? Miami.
Yeah, that's why
Thank
I want to do.
Miami.
I want to do.
This is why I love my fucking Miami.
Do a whole episode on that, and it's also kind of like if you listen to that early, like super loud bass oriented, like Miami rap at that time, it's a precursor to trap. I mean, it's super reminiscent of that.
Yeah, word.
It, like wow. But I can't remember what the original point was.
No, that makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of cool rap coming out of Florida.
But this song is a combination of like the gangster rap style lyrics with the clean rap style production of that time, you know, because like they had that Dr.
Like,
Dre style background in all of the gangster rap at that time, but it was that super clean like studio style on the other side, and it never really crossed. But this is kind of like crossing. That's why it's kind of like pushing two nostalgia buttons at once.
Oh,
right on.
Yeah.
Right on. I didn't make that connection when I listened. Like, I agree with you, but when I was listening to it, I wasn't thinking that it was like throwbacky, you know. I was thinking that it was like actually the opposite, you know.
Oh.
But I see where you're coming from, like with like a good production, because I think the stuff that is happening like is modern production style. in terms of like the actual sound effect that's being used or whatever,
oh,
but the production being good in the sense of like arrangement,
right.
is what you're
that's
saying
super
is the similar.
Accessible almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like mainstream.
Right.
Like you could play it on the background of a sitcom and it would be fine. You know,
right,
super accessible dance music in the background.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
And it's got like, it's in a minor or a diminished E.
But it's a Halloween. It's a Halloween dance song.
Right, right.
But it's a Halloween dance song for 14-year-olds.
Whoa.
You know, it's totally.
Whoa.
But it's great. You know, that's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, but it's.
I yeah. am 26.
Damn
right.
it.
So there.
Yeah, yeah. But my point stands. You know, I didn't see
you dancing, Spencer.
Dude, I was, you know, doing a modest white person nod.
It's a totally accessible radio.
I'm feeling this right now.
It's a radio friendly sounding rap song. It is. I mean, the lyrics take it away from that, but the music of it is totally.
I think the production, like what you guys already said, the production has the modern radio quality. But like the composition is, I guess also what you said, you know, like weird old school horror, which I don't think that's good for radio necessarily.
Right.
I don't know. Like I guess I don't really listen to the radio a lot.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, so I don't know. What
well, I mean, it'd be like it's a novel. Yeah. It'd be like a great old fashioned novelty song, kind of like I'm that.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Here is like a weird outlier with like. On the radio, because like Portland radio stations, like a lot of I was on one like the other week, and yeah. a lot of them are like there's like Freeform radio and like X-Ray and they're playing like local stuff or like world music or like, you know, that Dan Weiss shit
totally
that we listened to before. So yeah. I don't know, like, what is radio, but that's I guess like we mean is the like bigger radio station, like.
Right, top 40.
Yeah,
top
like
40
like pop chart, like Billboard.
Yeah. Billboard. Radio,
and since so
yeah.
much of the Billboard right now is rap, it's like you hear rap and you immediately think of like, could this be on the Billboard?
Right.
And I like these guys because I feel like they're not following those trends so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but
trying
still
to break
popular.
Away. Yeah. Definitely still popular. Yeah. They're still yeah. very big. They're like Roseland Theater big.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know,
yeah.
they're not like Moda Center Drake big.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But
well, they
yeah.
could get there. You know, if this is an indication, they could get Motus.
Hell
center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I don't know. They do talk about some controversial shit. I mean, the song's called New World Order, so mm-hmm. Obviously they're
yeah, but if you
listen,
I listened
shit.
To the lyrics pretty closely, and it wasn't too...
No, they didn't. Yeah. They used it. They used it as like, this is yeah. our gang. Like, we're the New World Order, and we're taking over. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like, New World Order, you know? Yeah. But it's still a nod to it. It's yeah. a nod, Craig. It's a nod. Craig, it's a nod.
Yeah,
give me that.
So.
Yeah.
I guess so. You know, I
you
guess
think...
that, like, ALF is a nod to, like, the UFO conspiracy.
No.
But, like...
No. You just straw-manned me.
Huh? ALF is a straw man to you?
you just straw-ALFed me, Craig.
No, I just drew an equally absurd analogy, and
no.
you drew a comparison.
Comparison is totally legit, though.
Well, then, why did you feel like I was,
because you
shaming yours by giving an absurd comparison
because
next?
I didn't
mention what you said. I just kind of said my comparison.
No, because it was
You drew the parallel.
In your mind,
you're like, oh, that sounds like my fucking crazy ass fucking comparison.
No. You drew the first line, sir. You drew the first line by bringing it up. And
it's a good thing we have it all recorded.
It is. We can go back and look at the proof.
We can have that pause, that momentary pause where you're like, I mean, your stone brain is dropping.
Your brain is stone too.
Pushing those blocks into the holes. Oh, there, that one fits. Okay. Yeah. No.
You know what? New World Order.
Okay, that's how we're
New World Order.
I wanted it to be more controversial than it was.
Sure. Yeah, I did too.
I feel like that, word. Like that, yeah, I don't know.
I know, like, with a name like that, because didn't you immediately think, like, Oh, no.
I mean, Jay-Z's more controversial than that in his songs about Illuminati and stuff.
No, totally. But just from the title.
Yeah.
It made me want something more controversial. Yeah,
no, it was more just about, like, our club is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, yeah. We can make a tune like that. And I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is pretty cool.
It sounds pretty cool. I want to be part of their club.
Yeah.
It'd be sweet.
I don't think they want you.
No. Maybe. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't want to be there if I'm, like, on the lowest rung of the ladder.
The underling.
I don't want to be an underling.
The flatbush zombie underling.
That really doesn't sound like
the
fun.
The flatbush berry.
I don't think that. Yeah, I don't think that would be very fun. That would be very fun.
Well, maybe they'll hear this and...
So we're just going to everybody...
I'm going to email it to him. Send
Spencer a bus ticket. He'll come out and be your underling for a couple
months. Hey, guys, I'm here in Flatbush. You guys got, like, a sweet pad for me to stay at?
It's good. We have so much in common and stuff. I like the group, too.
Yeah.
I like the club. I like the club.
I like the groove. I like the club. I like to hustle. Oh boy, you guys aren't saying anything.
Great. Did you actually invite me here? Yeah. I was not invited. Great.
Oh my fucking.
Yeah, so if you are listening,
they sent me. You never sent out the email, did you?
So if any of the members of the Flatbush Zombies are listening, there is a good chance Spencer just might show up at your fucking house.
Flatbush.
Whoa. You know, during the day,
totally non-threatening way. But he might show up anyway and, like, you know, maybe, like, talk to your kids or something.
I'm just trying to find out where mommy and daddy
are. And just walk up to the door and be like,
look in your windows or, you know, something.
You just got to walk up to the door and tell them you want to be their underling. And it won't sound weird at all or dirty in any way.
It's the perfect plan. So please, Flatbush Zombies, you know.
Adopt Spencer. Is that what we're asking for? Is it a full adoption? Is that what we're looking for? Just like a really weird, like, employee.
No, like a cool boot camp where I turn into, like, a cool Flatbush rapper and I can say things like, that's nasty.
Okay. No, that's what they're
going to say. You're the fourth verse. They just.
Hey. Yeah.
So you would be like the white intern.
Yeah.
What's your rapper name, though? Underling Lin?
Underlin. It's Underlin. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Underlin. I hit you from under your chin. You don't even know where my. Dick has been.
Oh, man.
Because you know that you're going to sink and I'll swim. Oh, Flatbush.
All right. We're gonna stop this jam before it gets out of hand. Yeah. And
that's it. You should show them that.
We're going to steer this music review episode towards the exit.
Back to shore.
I think it's time to bring her back.
Yeah.
Bring her back.
All right.
Bring her back.
We all said it was a hit, right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Three hits.
Is it a hit?
That's a hit.
That's a hit, right?
That's a hit, fellas.
Yeah, it's a hit.
It's a hit.
It's a hit.
Let's
sign him.
Yeah.
Let's sign him. Glad we found this
artist. Another hit.
Sign it in.
We need, like, glasses to clink and stuff.
Yeah.
We should have, like, sound effects.
Open the bottle of wine that Benjamin Franklin saved.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that from now on. Like, whenever each person announces as a hit or shit, we'll come up with a noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the noise?
Like an excrement noise for shit. And then maybe something fun, different.
A hit.
Different every time.
A hit.
Or hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a hit.
They're both bad things.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well,
yeah, that's fun.
This has been another round of hit or shit. Thanks for tuning in, all you idiots out there who have stayed this long to listen. You guys are truly magical. Have a great...
Truly.
Have a great time. Doing stuff.
Been doing stuff.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in IDTU Studios, located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.